Hello, and welcome to Couch Church, a podcast from Ballina and Lennox Head Anglicans. I'm Reverend Mandy Larkin, and today I'm sharing with you from the Gospel of John. Our reading's from John chapter 3, verses 14 to 21, where it reads, "And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and the people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." Our gospel reading today contains probably one of the best known verses of the whole Bible, John 3:16. But before we get there, I wanted to touch a little bit on our Old Testament reading, which came from Numbers 21, verses 4 to 9, because Jesus places his teaching about God's love in that context. In that reading, we find the Israelites are wandering in the Sinai desert, and that they're cross and irritated, and in their impatience, they have spoken out against God and Moses. They've complained about having no decent food and no water. They said, "You dragged us out here to die in this God-forsaken place, and we've had enough of it all, more than enough." Now, the result of their complaining was that poisonous snakes came among them. The people were bitten, and many died as a result. Then the people came to Moses and confessed. They recognized that they had sinned when they'd spoken out against God and Moses, and when they had complained and blamed him for everything in their lives that were not going the way that they wanted. So Moses interceded with God on behalf of the people. And I'm fairly sure that there was some internal struggle going on in Moses' heart before he was able to pray to God for them. Because it's not an easy thing to pray for people who have complained very openly against you. He must have fought against his offended feelings and his own anger towards the people, and found it within himself to forgive them first. We don't know what Moses prayed, but whatever it was, it worked. God answered, and he provided a solution for the predicament of the people. God told Moses exactly what he needed to do. So Moses made a copper snake and raised it atop a pole. If anyone was bitten by the poisonous snakes, they only had to look at the copper snake and live. Now, I find it interesting that God did not drive the snakes out as the solution. After all, this is what the people wanted. The poisonous snakes came as a consequence of the people's sin, and God did not take away the consequences. People still got bitten. What he did do was provide a solution to the consequences of their sin, a way to be healed when they did get bitten. They looked upon the copper snake on the pole and they lived. And of course, it wasn't the copper snake that healed them. It was their belief. It was their decision to trust God and what he was asking them to do. So those who believed God's promise that healing was found by looking upon the copper snake lifted up on the pole were healed. It was their belief in God that led to life. And Jesus refers to this event in our gospel passage today, when he spoke about the Son of Man being lifted up. The Son of Man being lifted up had the same purpose as the copper snake lifted up on the pole in the desert. The purpose of the Son of Man being lifted up was to provide a solution for sin. By looking to Jesus on the cross and believing in him, we would live. Now, love was the driving force behind everything that God did. Love for the whole world, everyone, no matter age, ethnicity, being rich or poor, doesn't matter if you're good looking or not, doesn't matter how clever you are or what kind of physical skills and abilities you've got. It doesn't even matter if someone considers themselves righteous or not. God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but to save it. And I like the way the Message Bible phrases it. It says, God didn't go to all of the trouble of sending his son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. He came to help, to put the world right again. And how is the world made right again? By believing in Jesus, the one-of-a-kind Son of God, when we are introduced to him. We can be like the Israelites, unaware that our way of living is poisoning us as though we have been bitten by poisonous snakes. When we speak out against God, turn our backs on him and reject him. When we blame God for everything that is wrong in our lives. The snake bites that poison us are things like jealousy, bitterness, anger, offense, hurts, resentments, and the list goes on. And we can be unwilling to part with these things that are keeping us from God, unwilling for them to be brought into the light to be dealt with. But God provided a solution for us from all these things in Jesus. And just as the Israelites looked on the copper snake, believed and lived, we can look to Jesus, the one-of-a-kind Son of God, believe in him and live. Now, in the desert, God did not take away the poisonous snakes from the Israelite camp. People still got bitten. But now they had a choice to either live or to die. Look at the copper snake on the pole and live, or refuse to believe and die. Our situation is the same, and while our poisonous snakes are different today, they still have the power to result in our death. It starts off with a death in our heart, then an eternal death. But in Jesus, God gives us a choice to either live or die, to either believe and live, or to remain in denial and darkness. Now, why might we refuse to bring things in our life into the light? And why might we reject God, refuse his free gift of life? Some of the problem with why people today might not want anything to do with God is that they've been introduced to a Jesus who is not the real Jesus, a fake Jesus, if you like, a different Jesus to the Jesus who is the true one-of-a-kind Son of God. Maybe they've been introduced to God without any reference to Jesus, to a God who is this distant God out there somewhere, not really interested in us or what goes on in the world down here. Or maybe they've been told or heard that the reason Jesus came is because God so hated the world, and that Jesus came pointing that accusing finger at the world, at each one of us, to tell us just really how bad and awful we are. And we've been told that God the Father is angry at us all, and that we are all deserving of eternal damnation. Maybe this is the kind of Jesus or the image of God that you were introduced to. And when all the world knows is this kind of God, it's no wonder they reject him and his one-of-a-kind son. But this betrayal of Jesus is simply not true. And I'm here to tell you good news, because it just goes against everything that Jesus taught in our gospel reading. God loves the world. Back to that famous verse, John 3:16 again, which starts with God so loved the world, or God loved the world this way. Love, not judgment or condemnation. Despite everything that we may have done in our past or in our future, God loves us. When we're introduced to Jesus, the true one-of-a-kind Son of God, we are introduced to love, to God who is light and love, God who really loves us, each one of us. And it's God's love that makes the world right again. God's love is perfectly reflected in Jesus, the one-of-a-kind Son of God. When we believe in him, we have life, and we take part in the life of God's new age. God's love changes us, and we reflect his love into the world. We are healed of our sins and all that keeps us in darkness and in chains. We're set free, no longer trapped in that darkness, but walking with Jesus in the light, and we have life. Our goal as believers in Jesus is to know this true Jesus, the true one-of-a-kind Son of God, who is love, and then to introduce him to others. It's the love of God that draws people to him. And once you've known and experienced that overwhelming love of God, you are marked and will never be the same again. And my prayer today is that you would have an experience of that overwhelming love of God and know just how special you are to him and how much he loves you. The Lord be with you.